with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The threat posed by communist China tops the agenda as President Biden sits down today with the leaders of a couple of China's neighbors.
The president will meet with Philippines President Marcos at the White House before they join Japan's prime minister for a trilateral summit. Talks are expected to focus on Beijing's South China Sea incursions. With Beijing attempting to isolate Japan and the Philippines, a senior U.S. official says Mr. Biden is aiming to flip the script and isolate China.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Milkshakes all around and some chicken as well. Former President Trump's gift to a large crowd gathered around him at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta yesterday. It was a warm welcome for Mr. Trump in that predominantly black neighborhood.
How you doing, Trump?
I'm doing good.
I love you, man. Yep.
Another person in the crowd telling the former president, quote, "I don't care what the media tells you, we support you." Mr. Trump gave that woman a hug before handing out 30 milkshakes. Also at SRNnews.com, after wide areas of the South were pounded by powerful storms yesterday, today parts of Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky could experience some rough weather. Forecasters warn of the possibility of strong winds, damaging hail, flooding, even the possibility of some tornadoes. A House committee will hear today from FBI Director Christopher Wray, a hearing focusing on national security threats. Inflation continues to drive prices higher at the wholesale level. The government's producer price index rose 0.2% last month from February. Prices are up 2.1% over the past 12 months. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 195 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 45 points higher. The S&P, 9 points in the red. This is SRN News. Jews are preparing for Passover.
The holiday, which commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from slavery in Egypt, will begin at sundown on April 22nd this year. More than 60% of American Jews will celebrate, more than those who mark Yom Kippur. The central event will be the Passover Seder, modeled on the meal Jews ate in Egypt right before they were released from their captivity. This year's Passover comes in the shadow of increasing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males will not be allowed to compete against females in international women's netball. After a lengthy consultation process, world netball officials have determined that the sport at the international level is a gender-affected activity and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in World Netball's new policy on participation and inclusion, and the new policy goes into effect immediately. This is SRN News. They have done it before, and they're doing it again. Japan is gifting some cherry trees to the U.S. This time it's 250 trees.
They will replace the hundreds that will be ripped out this summer as construction crews work to repair the crumbling seawall around the capital tidal basin. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida made the announcement during an official visit to Washington. President Biden says the gift is meant to mark the 250th anniversary of the U.S. in 2026. He says the trees are timeless, inspiring, and thriving. The cherry trees were first planted in 1912 as a symbol of friendship between Japan and the United States. Keith Peters reporting.
Utah state officials rushing to shore up a rural Utah dam after a 60-foot crack opened up and sent water pouring into a creek, endangering some 1,700 people living downstream. More details at SRNnews.com.